some of our landings were desperate adventures. We are now prepared to meet the inevitable counterattacks with power and with confidence.
You must be the Tarnished. I am Ansbach. Formerly in service to Lord Moog, but now, like you, another soul guided by kindly Mikola. I'm hardly the steady hand I once was. My fighting days are far behind me, which is why I have chosen to dedicate myself to investigation, to discern Tender Mikola's ultimate purpose. I'd rather not volunteer service to a new master unless I know that I can be of use.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Bonfireside Chat. It is a favorite in a jar.
And this week we are continuing and concluding our discussion of the kind of overworld content in the Gravesite Plain region. Kind of go into the finishing out stuff in the north before going up to that plateau over to the west. But before we get into that, we have a little bit of programming note here.
Yeah, housekeeping stuff. Most people seem to not want there to be spoiler wall. Mm-hmm. So we hear you. We put out the first episode and then we recorded a couple episodes. So this is the first we're getting a response to that. It's asynchronous communication there. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take that into account. Some people are concerned about like, oh, you know, I haven't beat it yet. I don't want you just throwing out endgame spoilers. We're not going to do that either. Mm-hmm. It's stuff. So like this episode is actually a perfect example for what I think loosening the spoiler wall could be. Mm-hmm. Right. Where the first thing we're gonna go to is Belarot Jail. You know, Jail. I know. But I also like saying goal. Belarot Jail. And this is a place where people are put into jars. Mm-hmm. We know who put them there.
Yep.
We're gonna say it. We're not gonna say all the context around those people. This doesn't quite tell us who did it. Mm-hmm. But like that's the kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know. Primarily, if we had recorded this with full spoiler wall, we would have said something like, they're put in these jars. Here's the information we can actually find here. But there's more things revealed when we get a little later in the game.
Yeah.
We're just going to say what that is, but not the entire context around it.
Yeah.
So I ask for a little bit of trust. We can't please everyone.
No, with that. No.
Like some people want there to be a spoiler wall. Some people want there to be none. Some people want there to be, you know, a measured version. We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
We're not going to ruin the game for anybody.
No. And if you're somebody who is coming at this saying like, oh, but I'm playing along or, you know, something like that, like I understand that we will be here when you're ready.
Yeah,
I just having heard so much from the from people who are listening to the show and heard their cases about like what the spoiler wall does to their enjoyment, like that is that is the core sample that is persuasive to me. So
yeah,
I would recommend playing this game at whatever pace you have. One episode per week, I think, is enough. You know, I don't know that this is going to, this content is going to take you months to beat.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also just a little programming reminder, because a couple of people mentioned this, show comes out on Sunday.
Yes.
It's always Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The time may vary a little bit, but it'll always be Sunday.
Yes. And also I will say like the feature to get the individual feeds, that we have there through, you know, there's the Patreon feed that combines everything. And then we have per show feeds, through our audio hosting service. Those per show feeds, that's not guaranteed or anything. People have been having problems with that and we don't have control over what does and doesn't work with that. So I just want to let you know, we understand if there's frustration around that. The tools for serving your particular use case are incredibly limited on our side. So I just want to let you know that there are some issues with that. Seems to pop up, with, to me, some frequency. But I just wanted to get that out there.
It's a combination of, it's mostly using Patreon for this Patreon's podcast features and stuff. This is something they should do for us.
Yeah.
And they don't, but we've been with Patreon for a very long